Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play a Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I have maybe a familiar face for you because she's been on this podcast before. Welcome, Gary.
Hello, Miss Sharon.
Gary Conley is a vision expert. She's also dedicated to helping people find the next best chapter of their life and realize the impact that vision has on your work. And she's an author and a dear friend, and very proud of her, and also involved in the company Ula with me as well, helping other people find and set goals for their life to create the life that they deserve. And we've just had so much fun working together this year. And Gary, I just love your overall message. Talk a little bit about what you're working on right now.
Well, for many, many years, I've been helping people get their dream out of their head, Sharon. You know, I call it their hope and their wish and their prayer plan, someday plan, out of their head and onto paper. Because once they do that, like I did for myself in my late 20s, I was really wanting to make a change in my, specifically in my career. I was not happy doing the 9-to-5 thing, like most entrepreneurs are. And my first mentor told me that I could sit down and create my life to look like whatever I wanted. And so I took a day off of work, and in a very quiet space for most of the day, I wrote out in great detail in all the areas of my life what I dreamt it to be, what I wanted it to look like. And it was so powerful for me, and it worked so well that when I did become an entrepreneur, first in the network marketing industry and built a team of people, the first thing I taught them to do was to write their vision on paper really, really clearly and very powerfully, because I knew that if they didn't have one, they would surely quit. Being an entrepreneur, especially in the network marketing space, is really challenging. You get a lot of rejection in the beginning. And if you don't have a big, powerful why and a big vision to get past that and all the other things that come with it in life, it's just too easy to quit and to drift. So 10 years ago, as you know, I created my own workshops around it. And then my first book, my first workbook, Vision is Victory. And then I started bringing people into coaching specifically to help them get a really clear vision on paper. And yes, that's a train you hear in the background.
Yeah. I love part of your visioning exercise. You know, you talk about putting what your age is now and then what your age, people that you care about, your kids, your spouses, your family, and looking at it, what your age will be in 3 years and then 5 years, 10 years. And it really is very impactful, I think, as part of that process. And we've talked about that before, but the reason I wanted you to come and share your expertise today is, you know, everybody watching and listening that knows me know how much I emphasize the power of association and understanding how people, you need to surround yourself with people who believe in you and want you to succeed, and really analyze those people that are holding you back. And you have an exercise that I just love, and I've shared it with audiences, always giving you credit, but I think it's really such a great visual for people to understand the associations they have in their life currently and how they might need to adjust some of those. So you talk about examining the people in your front row. So tell us, I want you to walk through the exercise. I'll shut up. You take it over.
No, it's so good. And I've repeated it to now thousands of people because I learned it when I first became an entrepreneur, which I just said to you was almost 30 years ago. And it's interesting to me how many times I tell it. You would think after telling it as many times as I've told it that everybody knows it already, but we're always, you and I, when I share it, you and you do as well, there's so many people that is like a light bulb moment for them, because nobody really thinks about that power of association, especially if they're wanting to level up in either their personal life and their professional life. So we've got to look at the people that we're spending the most amount of our time with, because time is limited. And so is our energy and our emotions. So the exercise is this. I want you to imagine that you're standing on a stage and you're looking out into the seats. And let's imagine that you have 5 to 10 seats in each row. So you get that visual. The second part of the exercise is you make a list of the 5 to 10 people that you spend the most amount of your time with. So you just list them all out on a piece of paper. The next part of the exercise is when you start ranking these people on a scale of 1 to 10, only solely based on how they make you feel. We're not judging these people as people. It's just a judgment of how do they make you feel when you're around them. So you can imagine the 9s and 10s are going to be the people that you love being around them, because no matter how you're feeling, they lift you up. They know your vision. They're encouraging you to go after your vision. These might be what I call the talk me down from the ledge people, the ones that, you know, on the days you want to quit, remind you of your vision and how great you are. These also are people that are a little bit further ahead in life and in your profession than you are right now. So those are the 9s and 10s. And so it would make sense. The opposite end of the scale would be the 1s and 2s. And these are the people that you could be feeling like a 9 or 10, and you spend 5 minutes with them and they've sucked the life right out of you. And emotionally have just drained you. You know, the middle section people, I call these my networking people. These are people that I see them every once in a while. We have a great banter. We share a couple of ideas, but they neither take you up or down. It just is what it is. The key to the exercise is the only people who should be in that very front row, the people that you spend the most amount of time with, you allow them to give you advice, you allow them to help you emotionally, are the 9s and 10s. Anybody who is below or 9 to 10 needs to be moved from the front row. So the midsection people, put them in the middle. And then I would say anybody who's a 5 or below needs to be put in the balcony. So we start moving people around. And what's hard for people when we do this, and you and I have seen this, Sharon, we get feedback. People, again, that light bulb moment is, oh my gosh, I have the wrong people in my front row. I'm giving way too much time and energy to anything below a 9 or 10. Or the flip side of that is sometimes they come to me and you and say, I don't have anybody in that front row, right? So it's just a really powerful exercise because it is a limited space and it is limited time. So it's just an exercise in who do you need to move around and how can you get more of those 9s and 10s in the front row? Because it is that power of association.
Well, I think it's an exceptionally powerful tool because, you know, there are a lot of people in our lives that we care about and we, you know, and they take time, you know, when right. You have multiple businesses, but do you want them to be primary? And so it's really important to think about that front row of your life, the people that are opening doors, people that are advising you. And I love what you just said, who you are listening to, because right. A lot of times we're listening to people who should not be in the front row.
Right.
And we have to forcefully think in our mind, okay, I'm listening to the wrong people. I need to turn down my ears and find the right people to bring into that front row that can help propel you forward. I just love that exercise. And I think it's something that it's also important. I think, you know, think about it from a standpoint of your kids, who's in their front row, who are you exposing them to? You know, a lot of times our kids need to be exposed to people that are going to make them aspire to be like them.
Yeah. Right? So true. And another thing, and this has been a big revelation for me, especially this past year, Sharon, that I'm going to start incorporating more into when I do this exercise, is that the very first person who should be in that front row is you. Because if you aren't your own cheerleader, and if you aren't able to lift yourself up and also be an encourager or support for somebody else, let alone yourself, it's very hard to fill that front row with those people. The power of association starts with, are you being a 9 or 10 for yourself so that you can be that for other people? And then the law of attraction kind of takes over, right? Those people start showing up because of who you are being versus you having to force those people into the front row when you're beating your own self up and you're not your best advocate.
I love that, Carrie. That I've not heard you add that before. I think that is perfect. Wonderful. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I tell people, how can you expect people to invest in you if you're not going to invest in yourself? And so I love that addition, and I think is really important. So everybody watching, listening, just pay attention. You know, who's in your front row? Take some time. You know, Carrie says she took some time to figure out what her vision was when she was in her 20s. But, you know, we need to do that every year and figure out where we are in our life and what we want the next chapter to look like. Right. And part of that process is being your own champion and figuring out who's in your front row. So I just love that. And Carrie, we're going to do a second video for the Facebook group, Play Big Movement. And so if those of you watching and listening, just make sure you join the private Facebook group, and so you can hear more. And Carrie, how can people find you?
Well, we also have a free Facebook group they can be in called Vision Driven Life. So they can hop on over there, and we go in there and do exercises like this and engage with people, kind of give them some support. So that'd be the best place to go.
Yeah, super. And Carrie, again, thank you so much. She's very much a part of my team. And when we have our retreats, normally she's there helping people with their visioning. We've got one coming up in a few weeks. So we're very much honored to have you part of our community. And we want to thank all of you for watching and listening to this incredible expert, Carrie Conley. Carrie, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Okay, so the rest of you, you are fabulous, as you well know. I want you to go out and have an incredible day and make sure to play a bigger game. Be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.